CO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Development for some international students at schools in the U.S. CBS's Matt Piper with the latest.
In a statement, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will begin revoking the visas of Chinese students, including those with connections to the Chinese Communist Party or studying in critical fields. A day earlier, Rubio halted the scheduling of new visa interviews for international students until the State Department releases guidelines for increased vetting of the students' activity on social media. His words add to the uncertainty for America's international students, who have faced intensifying scrutiny from the Trump administration.
The Federal Trade Court blocks President Trump from imposing sweeping tariffs on imports under an emergency powers law. The president signs off on a full pardon for former GOP Congressman Michael Grimm of New York, who was convicted in 2014 of tax fraud and related charges. And reality TV star Todd Chrisley has just been released from a Florida prison after he and his wife were also pardoned. They've been serving time for bank fraud and tax evasion. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
First of all, that it's happening so early in a presidential term, that's noteworthy. But in so many of these cases, the pardons are happening outside the traditional, historic pardon system. As it has been for so long, a pardon applicant does that. He or she applies, has to pay restitution, show remorse, have exhausted their appeals, have served some of their time. These names in front of you, they're a little bit different.
Just as the U.S. seeks to reach a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, Israel's prime minister makes an announcement. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer with that.
Without warning, on May 13th, an Israeli missile blasted through the front entrance of Gaza's European hospital. 28 people died. But the Israeli military said they were actually targeting Mohammed Sinwar, hiding in a bunker. Prime Minister Netanyahu said Sinwar was dead.
In Gaza, Palestinians are fighting for food, even storming an aid warehouse in front of the UN Security Council today. Palestinian ambassador to the UN, Riyad Mansour, has delivered an emotional address describing what he calls the unbearable suffering of Palestinian children amid the ongoing war in Gaza. Grant Hardin, a former police chief of the small town of Gateway, Arkansas, convicted of rape and murder, has been on the run since Sunday after escaping from prison. CBS's Ian Lee reports.
According to court documents, he was dressed and acted like a corrections officer. That aided him in his ability to fool a corrections official to open a security gate, allowing him to walk right out.
Stocks closed down on Wall Street today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers complete the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, another dramatic win for the crew. Last night it was Christian Yelich and a walk-off grand slam home run in extra innings. Today, Caleb Durbin with a sac fly to center field that drove in Sal Frelick in the bottom of the 10th. The final, the Brewers beating the Red Sox 6-5 at AmFam Field, completing a three-game sweep of Boston. The team has tomorrow off before heading to Philadelphia for a weekend series against a tough team, the Phillies. Here in Green Bay, Packers OTAs continue on the offensive line with Elgton Jenkins holding out for a new deal. Right guard Sean Ryan moved over to center.
I think we're confident in him. He's been training like this for a couple years now. So one of the benefits I would say that we do in regards to how we practice by splitting the fields up, you're going to get more reps in less amount of time. I mean, there's a lot of tape to watch.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur in Green Bay with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. History is being made at Max. The streamer just renewed the show Hacks for a fifth season. The show starring Gene Smart is a critic's darling, having won a total of 8 Emmy Awards. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the renewal for season 5 makes it the longest live-action running show in Max history, which is really impressive given that the streamer has only been around for 2 years as Max. Not sure how that adds up. Producers of the show announced the fifth season Tuesday night, just 2 days before the finale for season 4. To say actors need thick skin in the entertainment racket would be an understatement. Kathy Bates recently told Vanity Fair she really wanted the role of Frankie in the 1991 film Frankie and Johnny because she had originated the role on Broadway. Her dreams, however, were crushed when producer Gary Marshall told Bates that the idea of her kissing a man on screen was not what people wanted to see. Why are people the way they are? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated showers this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy tonight, to low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, maybe a pop-up storm and highs in the low 70s. Heating up this weekend, 70s and some 80s. Lots of sunshine and it stays dry. Currently 57 degrees.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, several judges ruling against the Trump administration. Jim Santel will be here to break that down. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot and sports in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, this portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Trading Post. Shop now at CauseCart.shop and search Native Roots to find your resist gear.
Yeah.
Kenigigi for your support.
Absolutely. So that's cause-cart.com. So yeah, we've already had some sales out of there. We want to just say a big Kenigigi thank you for people that are out there supporting Native Roots Radio. And also, you know, we have a Patreon too, and I just want to give a shout out to people that are still supporting us on Patreon. Wendy, that really helped us through COVID, and just a big shout out to all our followers out there.
Yeah, shows us a lot of support for the radio and for what you do, Robert. So it's really important, and we really want to thank everybody for that.
You know, we're going to have Bob Blake on today, and we're going to talk a little bit about the history of Solar Bear. I think it's good to take a pause and kind of go backwards and talk about, you know, where he's from or where he came from and his journey. And it's kind of fun for people to know more about Bob Blake and how he got to this point of being really a rock star in the solar renewable energy platform all over Turtle Island. Mm-hmm.
And we need solar energy. We need renewable energy. So it's great. Yeah. And, you know, talk about the impact of, you know, the current administration here in the White House just wants to drill, drill, drill and, you know, suck all the oil and every resource that we have out of this earth. You know, decimate forests and trees and animals and cause pollution. He got us out of the climate, the Paris Agreement. And I just feel like, you know, like back in the 1970s, Robert, do you remember that commercial on TV?
Yeah.
So during the 1970s, there was this commercial on TV. Jump in whenever you can. I'm going to try to describe it. But it was a Native American in a canoe.
And you know what? It ended up being, he's Italian.
Oh,
but
really?
It's really interesting.
Okay.
The
but that's what it was. It was like this Native American
actor
going down the river in a canoe, and there's garbage, things floating, and the air is smoggy. And
somebody threw garbage out of his car right at his feet. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember. And it was just like, oh my gosh, you know, because I think if the Native American people were just left and had this country to themselves. I really truly, and they weren't colonized, I really believe that this country would be a Garden of Eden. I really do.
And it was. And it was at one time. Yeah. So it's interesting. Before we talk a little bit about news, and again, we're going to have Bob Blake on and kind of do a This Is Your Life segment with Bob Blake, who I always love to say Bob Blake from Red Lake. And he's been a guest for many years. Matter of fact, Bob went down to the Native American Presidential Forum with me and did a live show. Well, it's two cycles ago, so it'd have to be almost 5 years ago that we did that together. Yeah, isn't that crazy? And it was the first ever Native American, get together where, you know, we could vet out a lot of the candidates. And so we had a great time. I've known Bob and his family for years. Bill Blake, who is a Native American hero. He was a sergeant in the Minneapolis Police Department and looked up to by many people. And he is no longer with us, but that's my connection too with Bob. Is I've known Bill since I was a little kid.
And you have to say Bob Blake is great radio. Like, he's like so fun, and you know,
definitely.
And he has a lot of good information. He does a lot of great work.
Yeah, he's being recognized all over Turtle Island. Yeah. It's amazing. I just want to say a couple things before we get to the news. One of the things is there is a TV series on HBO. It's a two-part, and the second part's tonight. And it's a Sitting Bull, and it's a History Channel's having that. And that's on at, I believe, 8 p.m. Central Time. Check it out if you can. And it's on the History Channel. And the person who's
Sitting Bull.
Thank you, Sitting Bull. We've had on the show.
Really?
So that's amazing, you know.
What else are they playing, do you know?
What else has he played in?
Yeah.
Well, he was in Reservation Dogs.
Okay.
And he had a part where he played the father of the young boy who committed suicide. It was part of the...
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah.
So okay. I'll pull out his name again, but it's amazing to see this kind of work still go on. Mm-hmm. And, you know...
And it's about his life. Is that what it's about? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I did not see the first part. I'd be very interested in seeing the first part.
Right. Well, and it's here on, we're kind of getting this from ICT News, which is Indigenous news channel here online. And they're talking about a remarkable story will be told in a All-Star History Channel two-night documentary event. Executive produced by Leonardo DiCaprio and his production company. Tuesday was the first day. Wednesday at 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. Eastern Time, narrator Mo brings Plenty from Yellowstone, the TV show Yellowstone, starring actor Michael Spears, who's been on our show.
I've had so many people tell me I have to watch Yellowstone. Like, yeah. You have to watch it. You have to watch it. It's so good. I have not, but I have a list of series that I want to sit and watch. So that's one of them.
Exciting about that. And, you know, before the show, we were talking a little bit too, Wendy, about kind of where we're at in Indian country. And we were kind of checking, perusing, because from this administration, we're just getting bombarded with things. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of their MO, is like, okay, let's remove all the health care. And now, okay, the next day, let's bring it all back. Because our nation would have lost 80 jobs, 120 some million dollars with the first attack on Indian country during the, when they closed the portal and all that. Remember that a month ago?
It was
insane.
Well, there's a lot going on and there's a lot to talk about, but...
You got a couple little pieces there.
Well, I do. I mean, as of 2025, the Trump administration policies have had significant impacts on Native American communities, some of which have been criticized as harmful, particularly by tribal leaders, environmental groups, and legal experts. And then it goes, I'm just going to go touch on these. So the Trump administration has significant impacts on land and sovereignty issues, right? They wanted pipelines, sovereignty erosion. We're going to talk about health and the COVID-19 response of RFK. Came out.
Let's talk about that for a second.
So what was this? Just May 27th. Was that yesterday? RFK Jr. says the CDC will no longer recommend the COVID vaccine for children and pregnant women. Now, okay, as a retired.
Right.
Pharmacist, I did MTM, which is medication therapy management, in the infectious disease clinic at the University of Minnesota for 14 years. Like, I could go through why it is so important to vaccinate pregnant women and healthy children. Well, what even constitutes a healthy child? Is it a child without a cold? Is it a child without a pre-existing condition? Is it a child? I mean, what consists of a healthy child? Like, they don't have any pre-existing conditions? Well, it's too much to go on right now, because we have, I think, a minute left to this segment.
12 seconds.
We have 12 seconds. So yeah, it's way too much. And I do want to come back and talk about that stuff. So
we will. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio and we are awake. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
The Council on LGBTQIA2S Plus Minnesotans is conducting a community needs survey. Two-Spirit and Native queer voices are sacred and must be heard. Your experiences will guide programs and policies that support our relatives across Minnesota. The survey is confidential and available at mnqt.info/survey. The deadline is May 31st. Honor your story. Help build the future we deserve.
Support for Native Roots Radio comes from the Walker Art Center, an art space that's more than the spoon and cherry. Galleries celebrate contemporary visual art, including indigenous artists like Edgar Heapa Birds, Cheyenne and Arapaho Nation, and Jim Demony, Ojibwe. Additionally, films screen in the cinema and performances are shown on stage. Free every Thursday night and free every day for members and citizens of tribal nations. Learn more at walkerart.org. Again, that's walkerart.org.
I'll never forget. I was driving my Sienna from Rudy Luther Toyota and I was hit at 35 miles an hour, rear-ended square flush. If not for the structural integrity of my Sienna, I wouldn't be here right now. There's a lot I can say about Rudy Luther Toyota, about their fantastic service department and their great selection, but being able to say your car saved my life is the best endorsement I can make. Toyotas from Rudy Luther Toyota are my highest recommendation. Get one today and tell them me, Matt McNeil, told you to stop on in. Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
I always like to bring up a little applause for those guys. Hey, Wendy, we were talking a little bit, and we'll talk a little bit before Bob Blake from Red Lake comes on about this whole COVID thing. I just want to say a quick thing about it. This is going to hurt poor people, and if you want to get your kids vaccinated, it's going to be what, $100 a shot? You have four kids. How, you know, that's the first thing I thought when I heard this ridiculous thing, but from RFK Jr. And I wish he'd change his name.
The problem is that the COVID virus is constantly mutating and changing. So it comes out with new variants. And, you know, sometimes you could read about what's happening elsewhere in the world and you want to make sure it doesn't come here. You know, we had specific people all over the country keeping diseases like Ebola, you know, out of the United States. And, you know, all those people are like gone now. They were fired. So, like, I think, you know, you're going to give it another 6 months to a year. We're really going to see the detrimental effects. And people are going to be getting sick. There's going to be more hospitalizations. You know, hopefully it's not going to be as bad as it was when, you know, COVID just, you know, came out and we just saw it here for the first time. And there were refrigerator trucks. I remember my sister, who's a school teacher in New York City in Elmhurst, that's where she taught. And she said up and down the street, there's like these refrigerated trucks, you know, to keep the bodies in, you know, the dead bodies from COVID. So hopefully we'll never get that bad. But just for instance, I mean, RFK Jr. is saying that healthy children and pregnant women don't need to get vaccinated. Now, to me, that's crazy. So first of all, let's just talk about a pregnant woman. Okay, a pregnant woman, she gets vaccinated. This is going to prevent her, if she does contract COVID, from getting a severe illness. She might still get the COVID vaccine because the vaccine is not going to stop the virus from entering your body, and you might still get COVID, but you're not going to get a severe reaction to the COVID. You know, you might have mild symptoms, and that's what you want. The pregnancy increases the risk of severe complications from COVID-19. So it'll, you know, hospitalizations, ICU admissions, ventilator use, and death. The vaccination greatly reduces the risk of the severe illness, even if infection occurs. So again, yes, you get vaccinated, you could still get COVID-19, but you're not going to die, right? You're going to be vaccinated. You know, the COVID-19 also during pregnancy is linked to premature birth, stillbirth, preeclampsia, which is like a high blood pressure, which could really be very, very dangerous and really scary. Low birth weight. So even that alone, pregnant women should be getting their COVID-19. By preventing infection or reducing severity, the vaccine helps lower the risk of these serious outcomes for both the pregnant person and the baby. The thing is, too, vaccinated pregnant people produce antibodies, right, that cross the placenta. And this helps the baby passively get immunity, right? Then the baby gets immunity to this COVID vaccine. And this is especially important in the first few months of life when babies are too young to be vaccinated. So you have this newborn baby. You're not vaccinated, right? Because RFK Jr. said you don't have to get vaccinated. So the baby doesn't have that wonderful passive immunity, which it should have gotten if the mom got vaccinated. So here's this poor little baby being born with no immune system whatsoever anyway. And if this baby gets COVID-19, it could be really, really scary.
Yeah, you know? Definitely.
I mean, this the data has shown, we've been through this enough. Extensive data from the U.S. and other countries show that the COVID-19 vaccines are safe in all trimesters. There is no link between that's been found between the vaccine and an increased risk of miscarriage, birth defects, or infertility. That's false. Health agencies like the CDC, American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, and the WHO, you know, the World Health Organization, all strongly recommend the COVID-19 during pregnancy. And we really need to believe science. You know, we really need to believe science and what's happening here. Just want to, I saw something else I wanted to share here. And here's the other thing. You know what? You get vaccinated against COVID. It's not just for you. Mm-hmm. There are vulnerable people out there, elderly people, people who are immunocompromised, who have cancer, who might be on chemotherapy, who might be on immunotherapies for different, you know, things that are happening to them. They are so vulnerable. Their immune systems are very, very weak. So we're not even, we're talking about getting vaccinated, yes, for yourself, to help yourself, but also for the greater good, for the community, for, you know, everybody who can be, you know.
Yeah, it's insane.
It is insane. We're going to see it. We're going to see a lot of things. And I just hope that the news reports what is going on.
Yeah. Well, if they don't, we will. Hey, you know what, Wendy, we have our friend Bob Blake in the bullpen. I think we're going to add him on here. We got like three more minutes in this segment, but it's great to see you. Welcome, Bob Blake. Great to see you. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, how's it going, Robert? How's it going, Wendy? Haven't seen you forever.
Yeah, it's going great. It's so good to see you.
It's like the old days back at the studio, right?
Exactly. How's how's everything going? We've got a lot of solar news happening, everyone.
Well, that's very cool. What I'd like to do too, we got 2 minutes left in here, and then I'd like to, we'd want to hand the rest of the show over to you, but I want to talk a little bit about where you came from and how did you get to this point. And it's always good to have a reminder, especially with new listeners, of who you are, Bob Blake. So we're going to kind of do, I don't know, you're kind of too young to remember this show, but this is your life at first. And then we can do Solar Bear with the Solar News. Look at his hat, Wendy.
I love his hat. That's great. For those who are listening to us on the radio, you can't really see his hat, but it is a black hat with a neon green wolf that looks like it's howling into the beautiful aurora of the green with the lights.
With the basketball on it. It's a wolf's hat.
Oh, it's a wolf's hat. Okay, for the Timberwolves. Are they playing tonight?
Are they playing tonight?
Or is it tomorrow night?
They're playing tonight.
They are playing tonight.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is it. This is do or die. They have to win tonight or else they're
they
out.
They have to win tonight. I know. Okay. But you know, I was like, you know, showing this too because I was like the Howling for Wolves. You know?
Yes.
And so I really like that. Yeah, no, that's great, Robert. I mean, yeah, I am an open book. There is definitely so much happening with Native Sun and Solar Bear. And would love to let the listeners know how everything began, how it's going and what's happening and all the things that we're into. And we've just come so far, Robert, since, I mean, even on the radio show, right? Like when we started doing this, like who would ever thought that, it would come to this.
Yeah, I was hoping. No, I'm just kidding. But that was fun. We were, Wendy and I were talking about that. The first segment is how we went to Iowa together and how we did the radio show there and the presidential forum, first Native American presidential forum. And then I also talked about your late great brother a little bit too, that I was friends with when I was really young.
Yeah, and his name was Chima Ingen, Big Wolf, and that was his native name. And so that was Bill. And yeah, you guys grew up together. And I just met a young lady who was explaining to me what she does, and we were talking about the Drum and Bugle Corps, and she is a drum major. She's getting her doctorate from KU. And she was just telling me about how she, you know, orchestrates the band. And I said, and I asked her, I said, are you familiar with the Drum and Bugle Corps? And she said, absolutely. And so that was really cool. I started talking to her about you guys, Robert, and all the cool places you guys would visit and
compete. Yeah, definitely. Hey, we're here with Bob Blake and Wendy Pilot, and we're going to be talking about Bob Blake, and also we're going to have a big report, it sounds like, with the Solar Bear with the Solar News. So I'm really excited to hear that.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
CBS News Brief. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will begin revoking some student visas. CBS's Matt Piper.
He says they will also revise visa criteria to enhance scrutiny of all future visa applications from the People's Republic of China and Hong Kong.
A U.S. federal trade court blocks President Trump's Liberation Day import tariffs from going into effect, ruling that he overstepped his authority with sweeping levies. Todd and Julie Chrisley, best known for their TV series Chrisley Knows Best, have been released from prison after being pardoned by President Trump. They had been convicted of bank fraud and tax evasion. Their lawyer, Alex Little.
The core, and one of the arguments we've made to the White House for a long time, is they were targeted for prosecution because they were celebrities and they had a particular sort of look to them.
In an emotional address to the UN Security Council, Palestinian Ambassador Riyad Mansour describes the unbearable suffering of Palestinian children amid the ongoing war in Gaza. CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers complete the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, another dramatic win for the crew. Last night, it was Christian Yelich and a walk-off grand slam home run in extra innings. Today, Caleb Durbin with a sack fly to center field that drove in Sal Frelick in the bottom of the 10th. The final, the Brewers beating the Red Sox 6-5 at AmFam Field, completing a three-game sweep of Boston. The team has tomorrow off before heading to Philadelphia for a weekend series against a tough team, the Phillies. Here in Green Bay, Packers OTAs continue on the offensive line with Elgton Jenkins holding out for a new deal. Right guard Sean Ryan moved over to center.
I think we're confident in him. He's been training like this for a couple years now. So one of the benefits I would say that we do in regards to how we practice by splitting the fields up, you're going to get more reps in less amount of time. I mean, there's a lot of tape to watch.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur in Green Bay with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tom Cruise thanked moviegoers and studios alike, especially Paramount Pictures, for what the actor called their unwavering support for the 8th installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, and its biggest opening yet. I don't think that's ever happened. It's a good sign for the franchise and the studio, as the price tag for the film is $400 million. Think about that. The 8th movie in the franchise is one of the most expensive ever made, and it's going to turn a profit very quickly. Speaking of Cruise, the actor says he hopes to make movies into his hundreds. That includes action. That should be interesting. We won't have to wait long, though, to see him in his next action role. The Mission Impossible star told the Australian Today Show that Top Gun 3 is happening. Cruise is 62 years old currently, and I'm guessing those stunts will be a little bit harder to pull off at 102. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated showers this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy tonight, to low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, maybe a pop-up storm and highs in the low 70s. Heating up this weekend, 70s and some 80s. Lots of sunshine and it stays dry. It's 55 right now.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, TV producer Mary Picorni Donlan makes the popcorn pick of the week. Norm Kopesky from Appleton Cigar joins me in studio. Then author Laura Enright joins to talk vampires.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of this show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACDI, in Minneapolis.
Yes, they do great work for the community. Hey, we're here with Bob Blake, and Bob Blake is owner of Solar Bear and Native Sun nonprofit solar company. And I just would like to, I don't think we have to go back to when you were a baby, but I'd like to know how you got involved with this solar and you know, what got you up to this point. I know you were a bouncer for Prince. That gives you street cred over here at the Pilot Mansion here, but tell us a little bit about how your journey here as one of the premier Native American solar people across the country here. I think you're muted, Bob.
The mute button. I think we're gonna have to talk about the mute button for the rest of our lives in this
oh my god, I'm sorry. Whoops.
No, that's okay.
That's crazy, Robert. And then I get people that come up to me, you know, around the country when I go speak at these different events who talk to me about how they're inspired and how they want to make change in their community and how they want to work on renewable energy. And I think that's just wonderful because, you know, we're not only doing this, you know, as an economic, using this, you know, as an economic development tool for our communities and especially mm-hmm. in tribal country, but we're also battling climate change and fighting right. for the planet's health. And that makes a better world for all of us. So I think it's really, really cool. And I'm really honored that I get so many folks, you know, that do come up to me and they tell me they heard me speak here. They saw this. They saw a video, or they saw an article.
Or saw you on Native Roots Radio.
Yeah, he said.
And they see me on new Native Roots Radio. Absolutely. Yeah. And especially to you, Robert, like you have just been so supportive from the very beginning. Like you had Solar Bear on, like back in the day. Now.
Yeah, it is back in the day, right?
Yeah, and I was like, that's when we first started going and hanging out, and I just mm-hmm. think that's been such a wonderful thing too, Robert. Your friendship has just been, you know, invaluable, and so I really appreciate that. But yeah, like I said, you know, how this really all started was, you know, once again, going back to, you know, the passing of my brother, right? Like mm-hmm. I became a surrogate father to his kids. And I started to imagine this polar bear talking to me with sunglasses. And he was like, hey, man, you should like save the planet for your brother's kids, you know? And I was like, OK, I'm one person. I don't think I can do that. This sounds like a big issue. And I just started to like. Just go through the process and like, you know, he was telling me to form a company called Solar Bear. And so I did. And I was thinking I was going crazy. And it's amazing, Robert. Grief really brings you to a lot of places. And mm-hmm. there's no rhyme or reason, you know, to a lot of these things. I had someone come up to me and talk to me and they said, hey, you were in that play, you know, that just took place. And they were telling me about, you know, the tragedy that took place in our community with, you know, recently with those shootings and
right.
how, you know, they were saying that, you know, that was you guys doing that play right immediately afterwards is a reflection of our community. And that's not a reflection of our community. You know what I mean? And yeah. and I told him, I said, well, that wasn't planned. It just sort of happened that way. But you know, it's just like there's no rhyme or reason to sometimes a lot of these things that happen. And I think what you do is you just go with it and you try to do the best that you can. And obviously that play being, you know, one of the examples, you know, of that happening something after something tragic like that. But but that also just being like an indication of, you know, like, here is what Native people really do. You know what I mean? Here's what we excel at. And so I kind of see this like whole thing with renewable energy and the work that we're doing has always just been kind of a part of like our ethos, right? A part of like who we are in general, right? And protecting the planet and fighting for the environment. And so, you know, I think it's just kind of like a natural transition for at least myself to be in the space and to wanted to do this work. And as I see the rest of Native country getting around this, you know, I just feel like it's just a natural progression for us, right? So, yeah. You know. Yeah. And so I think, you know, having all this happen, seeing the success of Solar Bear, seeing the opportunities that have been presenting themselves. And I want to be very honest, you don't do this work alone. And right. I've always said, like, the good attracts the good. And so, like, a lot of good people have been able to work with me in the space. And so I don't do this work alone. You know, the community really has been so supportive. You know, Prairie Islands allowed me to do the work down there. Now Shakopee is allowing me to do the work down in their community now. And more communities are allowing me to work in their community to do this work. And Red Lake keeps on having me do more work up there. So, be careful what you wish for.
All right.
You might just get to be in more demand than you think, but it's just been really wonderful. And I want to say the state of Minnesota too, because like the whole state really, including the politicians, you know, our senators, our congresspeople have really been behind the work. Yeah. I couldn't do this without their support. Commerce, the Department of Commerce, big shout out to the Department of Commerce.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Pete, man, that dude's incredible. He's been so supportive of the work we do. Our own Lieutenant Governor, Peggy Flanagan, has been really supportive of my work, and big shout out to her and hopefully, fingers crossed, Senator Peggy. But like, I mean, just, you know, all the folks that have really, you know, kind of been helping push Solar Bear and Native Sun into this space, you know, has really just, you know, been incredible and where this has come. And I went from like zero employees to now we've got like 10 employees now at Native Sun. Over at Solar Bear, you know, it keeps on growing over there because we're getting more and more bigger projects. We're getting asked to do more and more work. So handling and riding this, like, I would say, like, rocket, you know, with both of them kind of the engines firing at the same time. it's been a little bit of challenging to hold on to it, Robert, a little bit. Yeah. So, miigwech to everyone, and just really thanks everyone for really supporting all this. But that's really how it started, and this is where it's been going now. And so we plan on doing a lot of solar installations through the Solar for All program up in Red Lake this summer. Cool. We're about 120 homes properly.
Nice.
And then we're going to be building a $9 million solar array on the eastern side of Red Lake. Cool. Starting into this year, going into next year, this is where we're going to have agrivoltaics, and we're going to be growing food underneath the solar panels. And we plan on, you know, getting those vegetables and everything into the community, and also selling those things to a restaurant and creating a business called Red Lake Solar Farm. So, really excited. Yeah, and we think that restaurants that are going to want to serve these vegetables and serve the squash and serve these cucumbers and, you know, all the vegetables, and say that it was grown under solar panels. And we think that the public is really going to like it. And I think the big part about that, Robert, and the reason why I'm doing that is because I see in the future where the heat and the sun's rays are going to damage crops in the future. Yes. So I think we need to start practicing and learning how to farm underneath solar panels, so we can also create energy and also protect our food supply. Because a friend of mine in Europe told me that they had a heat wave that came through there a couple of years ago and just damaged their food supply. And so I think this is really needs to be on the radar of everybody.
You know, right. Say, Bob, I think with your hands, you're covering the mic there.
Whoops.
Yeah, there you go. Some good.
Oh, I did. Whoops, I did cover them.
No problem. Hey, I just want to make sure, you know, when you said that, you know, the rockets are shooting in both directions, that it isn't an Elon Musk rocket.
Oh, no. It just feels like
blew up,
like,
a couple days ago.
Exactly. It feels like, and his whole thing is like, we got to go to Mars and terraform Mars, right? Like, I'm like with Neil deGrasse Tyson, and Neil deGrasse Tyson says, we got to like turn Earth back to Earth. Like, we have all the power to just do it right here. Like, let's not try to go do it somewhere else. And I'm totally in agreement on that.
Well, when we get into the next segment of the Solar Bear with the Solar News, I'm excited to hear what's going on. But what's happening with the administration now is not happening in the whole world. The whole world is jumping on to renewables, and we're going to drill, baby, and go for coal again. And it's just to get the billionaires rich again and destroy our lands.
Well, I also feel like, too, like this administration is weaponizing money, especially against communities with the grants and whatnot. And Robert, we're going to see that these lawsuits are going to, you know, end, and the individuals that, you know, like this administration is going to lose. Let's just be honest. Because a lot of these agreements and these contracts have already been signed. You know what I mean? So just holding the money is not doing anybody good, but it is hurting these communities that have been putting all the effort into, you know, preparing to use that money to deliver to their communities. And so that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to cause havoc. He's trying to deliberately, make things more difficult for Americans. And I've never seen an American president that, you know, attacked Americans. And so that's the sad thing about this. You know what I mean? Sad.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's feeding the rich that are hoarding money. I mean, I saw something a couple days ago that there's really no difference between having $10 million and $15 million. But there is a difference between having $40,000 and $50,000 to people. And the people that are hoarding the money have an illness. And the billionaires, there's like a dozen billionaires out of the 200 billionaires in the world have a serious illness where they're just collecting money and they don't care.
Well, and that's why I really feel, you know, like now more than ever, you know, especially for those of you that did not vote, this is a perfect, you know, kind of lesson right now. And this is a hard lesson to learn. But I mean, to be able to see exactly, you know, what's currently being taken place and the reason why we have to get out and vote. We need people running. And it's like those things you always say, Robert, get out, start a company, start a nonprofit, get more education, go and run for office. Like, Robert, I did all those things. Like, I'm literally one of those listeners listening to this program. And I'm like, Robert Pilot's right.
One in a row.
I'm gonna go do all that stuff. And
I still
that's
have
exactly
your
what I did.
And I still have
you can
your.
All see where Solar Bear's ending up at.
Yeah. I still have your poster. Hey, we're here with Bob Blake and Wendy Pilot, and we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
Stay with us.
Your heart beats for generations. Take care of it.
There's a lot that we can do to take care of ourselves. And so I think it's important to take the smaller steps and break it down into more manageable pieces, because the little steps leads to big changes.
Every beat of your heart tells a story of love, resilience, and hope. For Indigenous women, taking care of your heart means creating more moments with the ones you cherish. Let's protect that story. Learn more at hennepin.us/heart-beats.
Rudy Luther Toyota is the dealer you can trust. Go to rudyluthertoyota.com to browse their inventory of new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Style, performance, and reliability, you can find it all at Rudy Luther. With every new and certified pre-owned vehicle, you'll get a Luther Advantage card. Save 10 cents per gallon at the pump and get $6 Works car washes at Holiday Station stores. That's right, you can get a great vehicle and help stretch your budget even further. Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950. Support for Native Roots Radio comes from the Walker Art Center, an art space that's more than the spoon and cherry. Galleries celebrate contemporary visual art, including Indigenous artists like Edgar Heap of Birds, Cheyenne and Arapaho Nation, and Jim Demony, Ojibwe. Additionally, films screen in the cinema, and performances are shown on stage. Free every Thursday night and free every day for members and citizens of tribal nations. Learn more at walkerart.org. Again, that's walkerart.org.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
In this portion of the show, we'd like to bring awareness to our Minnesota wolf population. Say no to the hunts.
No! Oh! Wow, us three haven't howled in, together like that in a long time, Bob. Hey, welcome back.
I love howling for wolves.
Right. Welcome back, and we're here with Bob Blake, owner of Solar Bear with Solar and Native Sun, and you come on weekly and talk about what's going on. So I'm going to want to hand over the show to you, Bob, with the Solar Bear with the Solar News, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely, Robert. We've got a lot of things happening right now in the Solar News. And I want to let everybody know, too, that, like, you know, I know that it looks sort of kind of bleak with this administration and everything, but you'll be surprised of all the work that was completed before this administration took office, of all the work that was like developed, right, to do a lot of solar projects. And it's happening all over the country. And it's happening so much that like Wall Street and like the big money players are really taking notice, and they're seeing the cost of solar panels. They're seeing the cost of renewable energy continuously go down because the technology is getting better and it's allowing for these projects to actually make sense, right? To do, because they're on par with like, you know, natural gas and the rest of these fossil fuel types of energy sources. So it only makes sense to switch over to renewables, and we're seeing it across the board. You know, one of the things that I think is really interesting too is the data centers that, you know, especially from the big tech companies that are looking to place them here in the state of Minnesota. And one of the things, you know, that's happening is lawmakers are considering, you know, extending sales tax breaks to data centers. They're looking at ways that these data centers are going to have to go ahead and like be powered by renewable energy. So I think those kinds of things, everyone, is really important, because tell your lawmakers to, you know, really support the fact that if we are going to be putting data centers here in the state of Minnesota, that we're using, you know, 60 to 70% renewable energy to power those things, because they're really power intensive. And Robert, this really goes to show too, that, you know, at least in the Twin Cities over the next, you know, five to 10 years, our consumption of energy is going to like, you know, at least four or five times more than what we're currently using, right? Like our consumption level is going to go up that much. So we're going to have to conserve on our energy. We're going to have to like figure out the ways in which we will be using different types of energy to power our needs. And so please, everyone, encourage your lawmakers to require these data centers that, you know, are going to be built to be using, you know, more renewable energy. So instead of coal fired, we don't want coal fired. And if I could just say, everyone, too, I understand a lot of the arguments around coal and the use of coal. But I would like all of you to reach out to some of those men and women that are in those coal mines that are getting black lung at 30 years old, Robert. This is serious. Because what's happening is they're going down into the coal mines, and they're going to have to go deeper and deeper because the coal shale isn't right there readily available for them anymore. So they're having to go down into that bedrock, and that's where they're breathing in all those toxins, and they're coming up with black lung, you know? So everyone, I just want to say that we have the technology to power our needs, and I think that that's the way we need to move. And And so that's what I say to people that tell me, hey, we should just keep on using coal-fired power plants. Well, okay, talk to some coal miners then.
Or acid rain. Do you remember that? Oh, it was really a thing in the 70s and 80s with all those coal plants.
And doesn't it, when it burns dirty in the air and causes, like, didn't, like, London have, like, in the 1940s
right.
or whatever, like that well, blackout? Well, and it was from all the coal.
Yeah, and Wendy, think about when North Dakota, I think it was a couple of years ago, were mad at the state of Minnesota for having a goal of going carbon free by 2040. And they said that they were going to sue us. And I never did see that lawsuit come to Minnesota.
Right.
But it was because, you know, of their coal fired plants out there in North Dakota. And let's remember that that coal rides the airwaves and settles in our 10,000 lakes where we fish, where we swim, where we water our crops. And now there are statistics showing that, you know, 3/4 of the lakes in Minnesota are like swimmable, you know?
Which is crazy.
You know, yeah. Could we sue North Dakota for that? You know, that there's my argument to them. You know what I mean? Like, and so, and we have a huge tourism industry here in the state of Minnesota. So, here you go. This is a very good point what this person here is saying right here. But that's exactly my point. There are public meetings for a 200 megawatt solar project with 200 megawatts of battery storage happening also here in Minnesota. So these kinds of meetings are taking place not only here, but they're taking place around the country. And I like this, Robert, because it's got community involvement. And I think the community needs to be able to be a part of these meetings, and they need to be able to also reap the benefits of these big projects also, right? And gone are the days of just the big utilities taking all the profits from, generation of electricity. I think communities also need to benefit off of these projects, and those benefits need to go out into those agreements through community benefit agreements. So I'm all for this.
I just want to ask Wendy where she heard about the big coal thing. I think I know.
Do you think I know? It's from a historical fiction.
The Crown.
No, was it The Crown?
Yes, yes.
Oh, it was The Crown. Is that where I saw it?
Yes.
Yeah, it was on one of the TV shows that I watch, but it's historical fiction. So it's like really...
It really
true.
Happened.
Yeah, so that's exactly where I heard it from.
I knew that. That was awesome. I wanted to bring that in, Bob. That's
where I'm getting my education from.
A history major.
Oh my god.
and Robert, I'd be remiss if Solar Bear did not talk about a new article that was out in the Guardian just yesterday, and they were talking about in the next 5 years from now, they're talking about that. We're just going to see some very extreme heat that's going to be taking place. And so I think that this is all the more reason for communities that are out there right now and leaders that are out there listening right now to start thinking about resiliency for your communities. How are we going to take care of those that are most vulnerable, especially our brothers and sisters, our four-legged brothers and sisters, right? With the winged ones too. And just so how to, and then also to the, our older, our elders, and of course our young. So, you know, these things are going to be happening. So I think that was a wonderful article that was by The Guardian. And then another one I want to talk about real quickly is windows. They come up with a film, like a plastic film that's going to be putting over windows. We're going to be harvesting energy in our windows in the future. And I think this is going to be huge because I look at all the skyscrapers and all the things downtown Minneapolis, and they're losing all that money because people aren't in there anymore. But they can just turn into big energy, like, you know, producers. So super excited about that, and where that technology is happening, and that's going to be mainstream very soon. So you're going to see more and more people.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's so-called Liberation Day tariffs are blocked. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
A decision by the Federal Trade Court today that blocked President Trump from imposing sweeping tariffs may be the most significant blow to the administration so far.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says some Chinese students in the U.S. are about to lose their visas. CBS's Olivia Gazis.
China is one of the top source countries for international students in the United States. The Chinese embassy didn't immediately respond to a request for comment.
A judge in Minnesota sentences two men to multiple years in prison for smuggling Indian nationals into Canada and sneaking them into the U.S. in brutal winter conditions. A family of four died. Acting U.S. Attorney Lisa Kirkpatrick.
The defendants sent into that weather 11 migrants. Indian nationals were not dressed appropriately, were ill-prepared for the weather they faced that night.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.